The best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to have two different guests on. We're going to have Dr. Craig Banks is going to come on to talk about pain relief where it matters most. This is a reintroduction to a product that we talked about for a long time here, Kinetic Cream. And then we're going to be talking to Jason Deere, who throws the after party to end all after parties at the Arnold every year, about the upcoming extravaganza there. This is the 12th year. Then at the top of the new hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tanya Markovic to talk about the effects of a high egg diet on cardiovascular risk factors in people with type 2 diabetes. You know, there's a movement out there to stop demonizing cholesterol and especially eggs. And this is a continuation of that discussion for those who are willing to accept the new information, which really is old information. This fear of fat and cholesterol is relatively new, started in the 70s, and look at the world. It's sicker than ever. So, as usual, we have to recognize that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line is All American EFX. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about that. Craig Banks, how you doing, Dr. Banks?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Carl?
Good, good. And so, you know, there are a lot of products that come and go. And that's usually the sign of whether a product really works. Every year, new products are released, and the following year, you can't even find them anymore. But a product that has stood the test of time, and I have listeners who use this product on every continent on the globe. I can list continents where I've gotten emails from people who say, holy cow, this stuff really works. And that is your formulation, your pain relieving formulation, Kinetic Cream, huh?
Yes. We've had a really good global response. And I think a big part of that was due to Superhuman Radio listeners and their referrals to family members and friends. So I do want to thank you and your listeners for supporting us as a company during our growth.
Thank you. So let's talk about Kinetic Cream. It's actually gone through a couple different revisions, and now this particular product is the one that you have really focused on heavily that seems to be getting the greatest benefits. For those people who've never heard about Kinetic Cream, they don't know what it is, why don't you explain what this product is first?
Sure. Most of your users at some time or another have probably used some form of topical pain reliever, whether it was Bengay, Biofreeze, Icy Hot, Tiger Balm. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The problem that I found in my chiropractic practice with most of those formulations is that essentially they were exactly what chiropractors preach against. They were just covering up the pain, and that was it. I was introduced to one particular ingredient that we have in Kinetic Cream called acetylmyristoliate, which is an anti-inflammatory component that is found in the blood of white mice that actually will prevent them from being able to get arthritis. And that particular compound had been studied in the 70s and formulated into an oral compound and used in some topical formulations with pretty good success in regards to improving knee range of motion, minimizing arthritic pain and inflammatory conditions. So digging into it a little bit further, I said, you know, if I'm going to put my name on something, I want it to be the best. So we actually added over 20 different anti-inflammatory ingredients, trying to make sure that all of them can actually be driven below the skin where the inflammation is actually happening. I mean, cooling the skin is great if you have a sunburn, but not if you have a strained elbow. So we are a different type of product. It's not simply an analgesic. It is actually an anti-inflammatory. We have acetylmyristoliate, emu oil, and MSM are all high transdermal carriers, and the particular formulation that we have will even drive the ingredients like glucosamine and chondroitin through the skin, whereas otherwise they might be molecules that are actually too big to go topically.
I remember the first time we talked about this, the analogy, I remember specifically the analogy I gave, that most of these creams, like even Biofreeze to a great degree, they basically distract the nervous system. So you have a pain in your elbow, and they cause a burning sensation on the skin around the elbow, and your attention now goes to the skin around the elbow. The equivalent with this of this would be, you have a pain in your knee, and I stomp on the instep of your foot, and the instep of your foot hurts so much that you even forget about the pain in your knee. And that's really how a lot of those capsaicin-based skin sensitivity-type products work, right?
Exactly, and they actually use the term counter-irritant.
A counter-irritant. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually irritating the tissue and giving your brain something else to focus on, exactly what you said. So in the grand scheme of things, it's really not doing anything for you. I mean, sure, if you're getting ready to go out and play a game and you just absolutely don't want to feel this, is it going to help you to some extent? Sure. But is it really doing anything to help you heal? And, you know, as a chiropractor, that's what I'm always going to be focused on. I'm less interested in symptoms and more interested in getting the problem under control as best as we possibly can.
Okay, so now let's talk about something that I'm personally experiencing. And until this interview just now, it didn't dawn on me I should be using Kinetic Cream for it. I have bicipital tendonitis, and it's very painful. In fact, it radiates down the bicep, beyond the elbow, into the hand now. And I know that with overuse injuries, it's critical to find the sweet spot between using the muscles so that they don't stiffen up and you don't have impingements and other issues and scar tissue that ends up binding the muscle up, and not overusing the muscle. Should I be rubbing Kinetic Cream on the bicep?
For sure. In a case like that, in my office, if I had you up here, what I'd probably be doing is maybe coupling it with some soft tissue instrumentation.
Like Grafton?
Yeah, Grafton. Or any of those types of, I don't want to stay specific to that particular technique, but there are a lot of different soft tissue techniques, but absolutely a instrument-based soft tissue tool would be awesome, coupled with the Kinetic Cream, because it's going to help break up some of those restrictions, adhesions, and allow the muscle and tendon to sort of focus better, function through its normal range of motion.
What's a good way to activate scapula strength? If it appears that what's happening to me is that my left shoulder tracks forward about an inch to a half inch, and as a result, the scapula rolls up, and the shoulder is not in where it belongs when I'm pressing and doing things like that.
Sure.
And so I've really caused some overuse problems in the shoulder itself, as well as now the bicipital tendonitis, the way it's been explained to me, is the result of the bicep muscle literally coming out of that little groove that it tracks into underneath the shoulder. And so what is good for strengthening those muscles in the back that affect the rhomboids and so on and so forth to create greater strength back there, so I pull my shoulder back?
So actually, one of the biggest regions to focus on in a situation like that is a muscle called the serratus anterior, which attaches to the inferior portion of the scapula itself and then wraps around to the front. I'm sure you've seen them on bodybuilders. You know, they kind of look like a serrated knife, hence the name serratus. But it comes right underneath your pec and kind of on the outside of your ribs. That particular muscle will help to anchor the shoulder blade down and back more so even than the rhomboids and the trap muscles. So there's an exercise called push-ups plus or a serratus punch. Both of those, unfortunately being on the radio, I can't really give you a picture right now, but at the same time, if you could imagine that you're just arm straight out and you were doing a push-up, and I said, listen, get all the way to the very top of your push-up position, and then just go a little bit more so that your shoulder blade at the bottom part tips forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the bottom part goes forward.
Right.
All right. So you're actually going reverse from what you're saying the problem direction is.
Right.
That will fire the serratus, and then get that moving, get that stabilized, that is a big key to shoulder stability. And then the other thing that people tend to forget about is those muscles all become very inhibited based upon what's happening at the trap. And a lot of people will overuse the trap.
And that's what I've been told. I've been told that my traps overpower everything else back there. And I tend to be one of those people who walks almost in a shrugged position, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? My traps are normally tense almost, and they pull my shoulders up all the time.
Yeah, with the innervation the way it is, actually, in the chiropractic world, and I know you do get adjusted occasionally, an upper cervical adjustment will help that substantially. So that'll help to kind of drop down that shoulder blade from the trap, because if your shoulder blade is elevated, you cannot then rotate it appropriately, and it changes what's called the scapulohumeral rhythm, which then forces that to tip anteriorly, like we were talking about, causing what's called impingement syndrome, and then cascading down to where you're at now, which is a few steps down the line, all the way into a bicipital problem.
Yeah, this is really, you know, obviously this is from doing the wrong thing for a long period of time. So, okay, let's get back to Kinetic Cream for a second. So how many times a day should I apply the Kinetic Cream, you think, where it'll actually help heal the overuse?
2 to 4 times is where you really want to be. One of those times for sure, right after your shower, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other time that I would say for sure is right after a workout. Now, I've discussed the role of inflammation in muscle tissue growth, but when you're actually dealing with an injury like yours, that kind of goes out of the window.
Yeah, that has to take a back seat to healing.
If you had a healthy bicep and you went and did biceps, I wouldn't say then slather Kinetic Cream all over your bicep right after your workout, because then you could potentially be, you know, minimizing your gains in there.
Well, and I'll tell you something really wild. So today I went into the gym and I trained, and I did some heavy T-bar rowing. In fact, I had a 40, there was no stem left. I'm not going to brag, you know, how many plates I had on, but there was no stem left. My last set, I just had to do 4 reps. And I felt this sensation in my bicep that felt like somebody stuck a hot poker inside the bicep. And then I finished up my routine, because I did a whole body workout today. And I have a lump in my bicep that actually gives me a really beautiful peak. I'm hoping it stays there, but the pain goes away. Do you think I tore my bicep a little bit?
Well, it is possible. I guess you'll probably want to be watching for any discoloration in there over the next day or two. Hopefully it's just a spasm.
Yeah, I think it is too, but it's really, I've never had a peak on my left bicep. I was like, well, if this is what it takes to develop a peak, I can live with this. I mean, it's terrible, I know, right? But
at this point, for me, I mean, I gave up my powerlifting dreams a long time ago. I'm a bodybuilder now, so it's all about it's all about the look.
Who are some of the? And I know you're going to be at the Arnold this year, and we have a code for those of you who have never tried Kinetic Cream, or you've tried it and you're running low because you know it lasts forever. A bottle lasts forever. You just need a little, like a pea size droplet of it goes so flipping far. We have a coupon code for you. It's Arnold SHR. What will they get for the Arnold SHR coupon code?
That is going to take 25% off.
Wow, that is a pretty deep discount.
Yeah, we don't do that very often where we're taking 25% off. So this is a big one.
You are going to be at the Arnold this year, correct?
Correct.
Are you sharing a booth with somebody this year, you said?
We are. As probably many of your listeners who follow any bodybuilding know, we have the current 4-time Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath. To be quite honest, he just started to use the product a couple years ago, and he's like, man, I really like this stuff, and we were looking to potentially have him, you know, be an endorser of the product, and it actually ended up going a step beyond that because he was really, really thrilled with it leading up to this past Mr. Olympia that he won. He said it was really helping him through his training, so we ended up partnering up. So he's actually, he owns part of the company with us now, and he also has his own brand of supplements called Gifted Nutrition, and in the fitness world, you know, I know that our products are on a lot of people's shelves and a lot of people, you know, they're in a lot of people's workout bags as it is. But pairing with a Mr. Olympia who already has his own supplement line is going to, you know, double, triple that.
And has an electrifying smile. If they need to have, you know, most muscular, they have to have the most beautiful smile award, because Phil Heath has a smile that really will light up a room. When he smiles at you, you feel like you have to smile back.
Yeah, he's a really good dude, and he's been awesome to work with. So leading into the Arnold, I don't know if you know this, but the Arnold has been sold out with booths since like October.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't even get into one if I wanted to on my own in the company because I was running a little bit late. But since we paired up with Gifted, they are going to have me down there, and we ended up doing a labeled version of the cream. Still says Phoenix Kinetic Cream very much, but it does have their info on it as well. So we'll be down there at the Gifted Nutrition booth, booth 133, and anyone who swings down there or mentions Superhuman Radio will be sure to give them the same deal.
And in the meantime, if you can't make it there, the website is, give the website real quick.
It's phoenixbioperformance.com, or if you want to use it easier, the easier one is just Kinetic Cream, KinetiCream.com.
And right, Arnold SHR is all one word?
Correct.
And you save 25% off. If you already have Kinetic Cream, this is a good opportunity to get a new bottle. And if you've never tried it, you should have this in your gym bag. I have it in my gym bag, and I forgot to use it. I didn't even think about using it for this injury. I'm a dope. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Craig Banks.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. The website is Kinetic Cream, KinetiCream.com. Use the coupon code Arnold SHR, save 25% off. And I tell you that it really does last forever. This bottle that I have to say that I bought it 2 years ago. And really, not only do I use it from time to time, but Elisa's nephew used it when he hurt his knee playing soccer. And you just take literally a pea-sized drop of it, and it's so viscous. You can cover your entire knee and the lower portion of your upper leg and the upper portion of your lower leg with that little tiny bit. I mean, I also happen to know that this is an extremely, and I know everybody always talks about how expensive their products are to make, but this is really a very extremely expensive product to make, sheerly from the standpoint of all of the ingredients in it, isn't it?
Yeah, I honestly, you know, I'm the type of guy, I mean, even in my office as a chiropractor, I try to keep everybody's costs down, and I wish I could actually make this for cheaper, but I'm just not willing to sacrifice on the quality of the product for cost. So, I mean, when we're dealing with ingredients like acetylmyristoliate, emu oil, MSM, willow bark, bromelain, papain, glucosamine, aloe vera, tamanu, arnica, I mean, stuff that you would get in a cream that's just, okay, there's just an arnica cream out there, you know, and it's going to be $20. So, yeah, we're 25 retail in a 4-ounce bottle, but as you know, like you said, I mean, that bottle lasts you a minimum 2 months, and that's using it 3 and 4 times a day, whereas that other one's going to probably last you about 3 weeks if you used it as frequently and you don't have all the other ingredients. So, again, it just really wasn't willing to sacrifice on the quality of the product for the price. So when, in my heart, I'd love to bring it down, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. It's too good of a product. Now, if I start manufacturing, you know, a million at a time, it might be different. But for now, this is where we're at.
What about putting it on before I train? What do you think of that?
Again, kind of in the joints. Yes, absolutely.
What about on the bicep? But what about the bicep muscle itself?
Injured area, for sure. For sure. You can do that because there is going to be an analgesic property to it. You know, like I said, it's not just an analgesic, but there is an analgesic property to it as well. So it's going to minimize some of that discomfort.
Peter Griffin wants to say something. He said anal. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a big family guy.
That's all right, man. I do. I love it.
You know, I'm glad, you know, nobody wants to admit that they like Family Guy, right? Because they're like, if they're in mixed company, they're like, hey, I like Family Guy. And people will judge you because you like Family Guy. I got to say, my respect level just went up for you because you were willing to say it on the air.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem. I mean, I think that's one of the funniest shows. I mean, that.
You know what? It rewards people who are very, very witty and intelligent because you got to be fast and pick up on the jokes quickly. And the jokes are always topical and current.
You know, I'll be honest, sometimes I actually, if there's something I don't get, I'll go and I'll check, like, the Wikipedia for that episode and try to figure out what they were referencing, because I knew it should have been funny to me, and then I hope that I, you know, just didn't miss it. It was something that I wouldn't have otherwise, you know, known the reference to, and if I should have known the reference, I actually get mad at myself.
Somebody recently told me that they were at a restaurant and they met somebody really, really, really famous, and they were like going over on and on about this person that they met. I can't even remember who it was. That's like how unimportant it was. And they said, you know, he was with that guy who does Family Guy. I said, Seth MacFarlane? Yeah, he was with him. I said, and you're making a big deal about that guy and you're acting. Seth MacFarlane's a genius. You should have been talking to Seth. Forget about this other guy you were talking to. I mean, the guy's brilliant. Anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, the website is Kinetic Cream, KineticCream.com. The coupon code is ArnoldSHR. Save 25%. That's a deep discount. What about international orders? Is it easy to ship this stuff internationally?
It's not too bad. I mean, we don't have any problems with in regards to the restrictions and getting it over there. I don't have, unfortunately, any control over the postage costs. We usually ship it USPS priority mail to overseas.
Yeah, and that's going to be anywhere from $20 to $28, depending on where you're shipping it, just for the shipping.
It depends. I mean, sometimes I get it down to like $11 if we're getting over the UK. It just may take a week and a half to 2 weeks to get there. So, I mean, I guess if you are ordering from over there, we do have a 5-pack that's $100 online, and this 25% code will still work for that 5-pack. So you're going to get a 5-pack for $75, and then, you know, so if you're overseas, I'd really recommend doing that.
And going into the distribution business too at the same time.
Right.
Buy it and sell it to your friends for $25 a bottle and keep one for free.
Make your money back.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, always great to talk to you. Unfortunately, this is the first year in 11 years that I will not be there. I will not be able to, because I would love to meet Phil Heath anyway. But I'm sure that there'll be other opportunities. Thanks for being on the show today, Dr.
No problem. Thanks for having us. Tell Jason I said hi. I know he's coming up next.
Yeah. And actually, Phil Heath is at his after party. We're going to talk about that now.
Yeah, we're actually sponsoring it, too. So we'll all be there.
Excellent. Have fun.
Thanks so much, Carl.
All right. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Master of Ceremonies, Jason Deere. 12 years. Annual after party. Be there or be square.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
239-2755.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Outside.
Guess who's back?
Welcome back.
Back again.
At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tanya Markovic to talk about the effects of a high egg diet on cardiovascular risk factors in people with type 2 diabetes. But before we get into that kind of heavy, heavy stuff, we're going to talk to Jason Deere about the fun that's going to be going on in Columbus, Ohio this weekend at the 12th annual Arnold After Party. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good, Carl. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. 12 years, man.
Always being a guest on your show, man.
I know. And every year we do this now, don't we? This is the first year that I will not be there, but I'm sending an emissary of the show that will introduce himself to you when he gets there. You're going to love this guy. He's a former Cincinnati Bengal offensive lineman. He's going to be covering the show for us. Anyway,
Ohio native coming in.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm sad you're going to miss it. Everybody's going to miss you, Paul. It's always a pleasure when you walk in, man. We like to roll out the red carpet for you and Superhuman Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So this is the 12th year that you're doing this. This is insane. And it's, I got to tell you, the venue, Bluestone, is mystical, spooky, and alluring all at the same time. What better place to throw a party of debauchery and insanity? I'm always waiting for Hashimoto to jump out of the bell tower and come to the party.
I mean, there's something absolutely magical about that venue. I mean, I had this event at four different venues prior to doing it at Bluestone. And then when I hit my fifth, I did it at Bluestone, and I just never moved it from there. It really is ultimately the home of Mega Party. There's just something magical there. I can't describe it. The two are kind of co-joined.
For people who don't know what Bluestone is, describe the building. It's an old church, right?
Yeah, it's actually a historical church. It's renovated, so it has turned into an actual event center. They use it for events now. It's not a club or anything like that, but it's actually four different levels. So there's like a basement and graffiti room. There's a patio. Then there's the main area. There's the upper VIP. There's a giant stained glass window called the Great Room. And then there's even a loft. So there really are four different levels. It's a massive facility. We've put a few thousand people in there several times, and it's always packed.
The inside of the building, like in tradition of a probably at least 100-year-old church, is all made out of like limestone and granite. It's austere, it's edgy, it's got literally hundreds of dark nooks and crannies where you'll see couples dancing and who knows what's going on in the corners there. I mean, you couldn't have a better place to throw an after party with a bunch of people who love to show off their bodies.
Oh, they love it. You got all the egos in there, all the imaginable lap syndromes walking around. But yeah, the venue itself lends a lot of credence. I mean, when you think about this event as a whole, and you put all of the elements in it, I mean, we do all life pyrotechnics now. We're doing fire shooting. We're doing CO2 jets and everything. When you take all of the theatrical aspects and production, and you add the mystique of the shows and the music, you have to have the right venue for, you know, the attendees to really kind of take them away to another dimension. And I'm not trying to sound kooky, Carl, but, you know, everybody's been looking at bodybuilding all day. They're looking at fitness athletes all day. The last thing they want to do is come to this thing and feel like they're at a show. They want to be taken somewhere else. So the venue really lays a lot of credence to that, along with a lot of the show stuff.
Well, I can tell you that I went to an after party one year before coming to yours that someone tried to compete with yours. And we won't name names or anything like that, but it was at a club. It was like at a discotheque type of an environment. And it really just felt like I went to a discotheque. It didn't feel like a party. It just felt like I walked in to a disco on a Saturday night and people were standing in their little cluster crowds and talking amongst themselves and a click here, click there, some people dancing. And then later that evening, because Aaron Singerman and I were there, and we went there first to meet somebody, and then we came over to your place. And it was like we had arrived when we got to your place. It was there were people, everybody was mingling. There weren't cliques. Everybody was kind of in the center dancing or watching the people dancing. The bar, you walked up to the bar and people just started talking to you. And it's almost like people become very uninhibited when they arrive at one of your parties.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's totally a different ballgame. You go to, you know, that's the difference. You know, for years I've always said, you know, I'm a production company. I don't promote events. I don't run around and just fly everywhere. We produce events. Like this is all purposefully designed for a very unique and specific evening. So, you know, the one thing about these events are is that everybody likes to drop their guard. Mega party welcomes everybody. You'll see giant equality signs everywhere as well. Whether you're, you know, tall, short, gay, straight, bodybuilder, pencil neck geek, like it doesn't matter. Like this really is for everybody. It is not necessarily just a fitness industry party. And when you go there, you know, the only reason, Carl, this has lasted 12 years isn't just, you know, myself and the crew being passionate about doing it and also people coming, but it's the evolution. This event's evolved. So people, you know, drop their guards. All of the companies kind of drop their guards. And people just have a fun time, whether it's at the bar or watching a lot of the stage shows. It's a different energy.
What is the trifecta triple threat ice luge of insanity? What is that?
Well, late one night, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, I actually started thinking about doing a giant ice piece, which I've done in the past. But I actually designed one. Everything in the show is custom designed from scratch, so they're all original pieces, and you'll see them at this show that night, and you'll never see them again. So I actually have agreements with everybody, even including the music and the stage production, that these are all original pieces. And this ice piece is actually a three-sided luge where three people simultaneously can take a vodka shot off the luge, which is very cool. Instead of one at a time.
So your head is at the bottom, and the vodka is coming down the ice into your
coming
mouth?
Coming down the ice luge. Yep.
So it gets nice and chill. Oh, my God.
And then you'll see some CO2 jets go off every single time somebody takes a shot. And we've got some, there's actually a girl that is physically inside of the trifecta luge pouring the shot. So she's almost like strapped into this thing and part of the ice piece.
Will there be any of the girls with their, basically naked with body paint walking around?
I am doing body paint this year. I am. But I've done it in the past, and it's been extremely successful. You might remember if anybody went to the bash 3 years ago, we had like hammerhead shark pieces, and those actually were 8-hour pieces to do. All of the latex was custom built. Very, very extensive work. Two people working on it for 8 hours. This year, I've taken up a notch. I have Angela Renee Roberts flying in from Louisiana to do the body paint, and we are doing extreme body paint over the top. Angela was actually one of the people on Skin Wars on the reality show TV.
Right.
So if it tells you, this goes like Hollywood theatrics level. We'll be doing it live. You guys can actually stand there and watch it.
I'm actually, just so people know, and he's actually going to be on the show again tomorrow. He's been on the show once. He's a fan favorite. Dan Matha, who is an ex-Cincinnati Bengal, played for the NFL, just a monster of a guy, but big heart, will be attending the show on behalf of Superhuman Radio. And so there will be people there who are looking for somebody from SHR, and he will be there. And we'll let you know tomorrow when he's on the show about how you can meet up with him if you want to. But
absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to be at the after party, too. He's really looking forward to it. This guy's a really, really great guy. He's 6'7", so you won't miss him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have a few midgets running around as well. Just
yeah, there you go. Well, maybe we got to have him do some midget bowling. So what else will... Good, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, no, I have a little midget entertainer. Her name's Kat. She's coming. She's about 3'2", I think.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. What other special events do you have going on? I know they unveil at different times of the night, right? The party starts at 9:30, right?
Doors open at 9:30. We tell everybody that we cannot guarantee entry after 11:30. The place is absolutely jam packed. Every year we typically hit fire marshal capacity around.
I was just going to say. I was going to say the years that I was there, the fire marshal always showed up and started metering how many people left before letting more people in.
Yeah, Carl, you have to think, this is with me having a fire marshal inside. So I am extremely protected. We have, you know, CPD here. We have, you know, all the best security, all the best fire marshals. They get all the permits. And it's just physically, you know, people don't get in, nothing personal. We just physically hit fire limits. So the legally code in Ohio, we actually have to let one person in and one person out at the same time. And that usually happens around 11:30. So
right.
If you come late, there are chances that you will have a little bit of a wait, but you don't want to miss any of the shows. I have the Trifecta Luge. I'm doing a show at 11:30 called Poem, which is only about a 3-minute show. It's kind of like a Cirque act. Awesome show. And then my main show, do not miss this. Tell your guy from Superhuman when he comes down to check it out. It's 12:30 in the main room. It's a 12-minute show called Rebel. And it's the most unbelievable show I've ever put together. I mean, the special effects, the pyro that's in it, the elevations, the lasers, you know, it's unbelievable. We have people working around the clock building all the pieces for it. It's the most expensive 12 minutes I've ever done in after party history for myself.
And it's got like a Cirque du Soleil kind of feel to it, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, if anybody was at Octane last year, it's a very high energy type Cirque.
Right.
So it's not a long drawn out story. In 12 minutes, you will see everything from explosions to people flying 20 feet in the air, you know, robots coming. I mean, the thing's a real deal. It's, again, customized specifically, but, it's really designed to take the crowd that's there and just pull them in and give them a whole different feel to the event versus just going out and drinking and getting smashed.
I want to
entertain the person that goes. Yeah.
We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk more about this after party. If you want to get tickets, you should get them now before you show up in Columbus. The way to do that is to go to one of two websites. One website you can go to is Jason's website, which is Jason Dihr, and it's D-I-H-R, correct, Jason?
D-H-I-R.
I'm sorry, D-H-I-R.com. Where's the other website? I know it's on my notes here, and I just can't find it quickly.
It's Flavorus, so it's like flavorus.com.
Right. Flavorus.com. How much are the tickets?
25 in advance or 30 at the door. The last several years, we've almost sold out prior to the event. So if you do want to buy them at the door, get them early. And special promo code for any of Carl's guests and listeners, if you type in the promo code ANTHEM, A-N-T-H-E-M, we get an additional 15% off compliments of Carl.
Wow, that's awesome. Very, very awesome. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Jason Dihr.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner
bad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Tell me, is life just a playground? Welcome back. We're talking with Jason Deere today about the 12th annual Arnold After Party in Columbus, Ohio. This is the mega party. Longest running industry after party in history. That's right. And it's the best party to go to if you're going to be up in Columbus, Ohio, because the rest of them are just, I don't know. You can always go to a disco or a nightclub and hang out and talk with your friends and check out the girls, but this is a wild night. If you want to go, if you want to do something in Columbus, Ohio, that you will talk about and tell your friends about for the next 6 months, this is what you want to do. Because it's an amazing show, as you can hear. I mean, look at the thought that goes into pyrotechnics and shots from ice luges. And I mean, I can tell you that just forget about the shows. The girls that walk around with body paint on are amazing. And the little things that Jason does to make this both enchanted and exciting at the same time is amazing. It's like I don't want to say that it's a freak show, because it's not a freak show. It's like walking into Alice's Wonderland. You know, and the Mad Hatter and all those people are there. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. It's amazing. It really is. So, what is the Mem Show. You actually have like one of those things where you could take Twitter pictures or something and post them?
Oh yeah, it's a hashtag. Yeah, it's called Meme. Hashtag Meme. It's actually a show that's at 1 a.m. So the way the event is structured is we have like a prequel show at 11:30, which is kind of like a warm-up 3-minute show getting ready for the main show, which is at 12:30. And then I do kind of a fun skit. In the past, I've done everything from midget wrestling to other circus acts at 1 a.m. And this year, I'm doing a show called Meme. It's actually kind of a parody, satire, I should say, about social media and about catchiness and selfies and so forth. So it's kind of a fun skit I put together at 1 a.m. I think it's going to be a good time.
Now, the Focus Fury, which is one of the sponsors, Focus Fury Selfie Station, people can just walk up to that and take selfies with it?
Yeah, I mean, the industry has evolved, but more so technology has changed its event. 12 years is a long time, so the other day I was actually looking through old pictures, and I found pictures from my bash, like my first and second bash. Nobody had smartphones. There was no such thing as an iPhone. And so, you know, as time has evolved, you notice 5 years ago, everybody had their iPhones out, everybody's taking video. And instead of doing a traditional photo booth, I wanted to take it up a notch. This is Mega Party. We do it right every year. So I set up a selfie station with Focus Fury, which is a huge product launch going to be at this event. If you want more info on that, check out focusfury.com. And it's a selfie station, so people can line up, take selfies, and upload them. And they can do their own photo wall. Very cool. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you see this on TV now, on Good Morning America, when they have celebrity guests come on. I didn't know it was pronounced meme. I thought it was mem, but they take this little selfie of themselves and then boom, it goes right out onto Twitter or whatever. So you're going to actually have one of those, kind of tablet stations there where people can do this. Who's Focus Fury? What's that about?
It's a brand new Focus product that hit the market by a company called Rebel Performance. I'm actually personally involved with the brand myself as well and helping design it. It's unbelievable. It is the best focal product you will find on the market today. Clinically dosed, extremely strong. It works any age, male, female. So I highly recommend it. The 3-cap dose, brand new to the market. And the entire company of Rebel Performance is really designed around nootropics and life enhancement.
And do you know what's in it, the ingredients?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Alpha GPC, full dose, 300 milligrams. There's N-acetyl tyrosine, glucosamine, phosphatidylserine. So for any of you nutrition and supplement junkies, this product is definitely on another level. If you like focused products, so you're looking for life enhancement, whether it be, you know, something you want to take for a study aid or something for business, or even just daily alternative to a morning cup of coffee, this is definitely the newest cup of tea in the United States.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And it will actually be a nationwide product. It's going into Europe as well, so you'll see it everywhere.
Can you get me some?
Absolutely. As much as you want, Phil.
I'd like to try it. Have them send me a bottle. I'd like to try it. I'll talk about it on the air.
Yeah, no, it'd be fantastic. It's a good combination of a product that's really clinically dosed, but the flip side about it is that when the product was being built, it took about 2.5 years to build, a lot of the trials were done directly with public. So, you know, as you know, you've been in this industry for a long time, you have products that are designed well in a laboratory, but then you take them to the public and they just don't work. And we really wanted to master the idea that somebody could take a dose of this and in 20 minutes have a complete functional state change and be an enhanced version of themselves.
Very cool.
So I will definitely get you some.
Very cool. It wouldn't be a Jason Deere extravaganza and mega party without your parents. Will they be there this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My mom, actually, this is an interesting story. I want to give her a shout out to Nellie Deere. Because my mom's birthday, we celebrate every year at this party as well. And my mom's going to be in California that weekend. And she actually elected on flying back. So she's leaving California at 3 p.m.
Wow.
Flying back. And she gets straight to the airport. And she's heading straight to Bluestone. So she'll be there that night at probably about 11 o'clock.
That is so cool. I can't get over it. That's amazing.
It means so much. She's never missed one in 11 years, and the fact that she's going to be there this year is super
special.
Do you think
Do you think you get your love of a soiree from your mom?
Maybe. My parents are pretty outgoing people. I think I actually got it from my grandfather. My mother's dad used to throw parties, actually. He knew everybody. This was back in England. So when I grew up and I was really young, I mean, he would have 400 or 500 people parties regularly.
Wow.
In Coventry and in Slough, where I grew up. And, you know, he just knew everybody. He was a social guy. He was always having entertainment. He was all about shows. Obviously, back then, you know, his idea of a show might have been a, you know, a magician or a guy blowing up balloons. But, hey, it was a start.
Yeah, yeah. You got to take it to the next level because you're the next generation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And now it's, you know, I loved it. I was always into entertainment. I was actually a very shy kid, but as I grew up, I really fell in love with the production side of it and the intensity. And I just love looking at the audience. And just the wow factor when they come to one of these things. You know, this is no wine and cheese affair, obviously. This is not even a party. I like to think of this as an experience. So you know, you go there, and it's extremely rewarding, and I think it's an honor of my grandfather, actually.
I've never asked you this before, but and we only have a couple minutes, but when one of these events is over, do you kind of become drained and withdrawn? Do you hit a wall, or do you're doing this so long that it's just another day after?
I'm going to be brutally honest with you, Carl, as always. I actually definitely crash, but there's still a lot of cleanup to do. But I miss immediately. You know, you have so many people around you that are always wanting to get together and do stuff. I miss the intensity of being able to work and function 20 hours a day, 7 days a week for a month getting ready for this thing. And, you know, when you get done with the one, I'm sure you're the same way, when you have a heavy travel schedule and so forth and you stop, all of a sudden everybody wants to come. Let's have drinks, let's party. And I'm a workaholic. I enjoy what I do. So I now have changed my pattern, and I always go into immediately something else so I can kind of maintain that work intensity and feel productive. The last thing I want to do is be sitting around drinking, hanging out with friends and so forth.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're not going to be there this year. Lisa and I just have a lot going on, and this is the first year in 11 years that I'll miss the Arnold, but I'll be there next year.
Oh, you're going to miss a good time, Carl, I'm telling you. I guarantee to anybody that's ever been to a mega party, this is hands down, and I know a lot of people say this about annual events, but I really sincerely mean it, hands down the greatest production already, and we're about 5 days out, that I've ever put together since I've been throwing parties, started 13, 14 years ago, and if it is not the best after party, mega party you've been to in the history of our industry or any other event, you can email me, jason@jsteer.com, for a refund. That's how serious I am, Carl. It's the real deal this year. It's the real deal.
Get your tickets by going to jasondeer.com or flavorus.com. Use the coupon code ANTHEM to save 15% off. Get your tickets now. If you're even thinking about going to this party and you show up in Columbus and go, well, we'll just mosey on down there at 10 o'clock tonight. You may be very surprised to find out that there are no tickets available and the place is crowded and the fire marshal is already letting one in, one out. You don't want to do that. You want to be inside when the stuff goes down. Jason Deere, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Carl. Love you, man.
See you soon.
Take care.
All right, so here we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tanya Markovic to talk about should people with diabetes be increasing their egg intake? Is it beneficial or is it harmful, like the mainstream says? Stay tuned.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. For a long time, we've gotten a message from registered dietitians and those who are within the medical orthodoxy that eggs were bad, and especially bad for those who are pre-diabetic or suffering from type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, for a variety of reasons, but most notably because of the cholesterol found in eggs. My next guest is Dr. Tanya Markovic, and her group recently published a study looking specifically at a high egg diet in individuals who are already pre-diabetic or diabetic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Markovic.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us the design of the study first so we can understand what you were looking at and what you were looking for.
Sure. Look, we designed this study basically because there's really only been one previous study that has looked at eggs and diabetes risk. At eggs and what that does, a high egg diet, what that actually does to cardiovascular risk factors, to lipids and glucose levels. And this previous study was a weight loss study, so we were seeing that. We know that when you lose weight, a lot of good things happen to your glucose levels and your cholesterol levels. So we designed a study to look at a high versus low egg diet in people with diabetes or pre-diabetes, which involved a 3-month weight maintenance period where they were encouraged to follow a healthy diet but not to lose any weight, to see whether indeed eating lots of eggs had an adverse effect on cholesterol levels and glucose levels. The reason we did the study was because there have been a number of very large epidemiological studies that have looked at all sorts of dietary factors but haven't been controlled for a lot of important things. These previous studies have suggested that there might be an increased risk of cardiovascular disease in people with diabetes who eat more eggs than those who eat less eggs, whereas there wasn't that same association in people without diabetes. So people without diabetes who had lots of eggs didn't seem to run into health problems, but people with diabetes did. And we wanted to see whether this indeed was so.
Okay, so
there's lots of flaws in the epidemiologic studies and reasons that we thought that we didn't actually believe that data. And so we wanted to do a study that was well controlled, that was a randomised prospective study to look at specifically at a high versus low egg diet.
Now, so the audience is clear on this, the study you were referencing before was a hypocaloric diet where they also did include eggs, but the reality is that the hypocaloric diet, all the subjects in both groups lost weight, and that in and of itself could mitigate some of the cholesterol-altering effects of including eggs in the diet. Yours was designed where the people did nothing new except one group ate what was considered a high egg diet and the other group ate what was considered a low egg diet. So let's talk about those two standards right there.
There was something new, though. So the new thing was that we did advise them to, because it's a trial, we did tell them how to, we did advise them to reduce their saturated fat intake, for example, and to increase their intake of polyunsaturated fats. But
okay.
Yeah, basically.
And you made sure that the group that was, and which was very smart, you made sure that the group that was eating the quote unquote low egg diet got a commitment amount of protein to make up for the additional
yes.
protein that the high egg diet people were experiencing, so that it was
really a
level playing field in the protein consumption side.
Yes, and also we got them to have that high protein intake at breakfast, which is when the people tended to eat their eggs. So we tried, because there is some studies that suggest eating more protein at breakfast might be better than later in the day. So we tried to match the time of day that the protein was eaten. That's correct.
Now, what was considered a high egg diet?
We asked subjects to have at least two eggs 6 days a week. So it was at least 12 eggs a week. So it was pretty high.
They were having at least, were some of them reporting that they were eating more than that, or did they stay within that recommended 12 eggs
a week?
Look,
the average was 12. They stayed within that recommended 12 eggs a week.
And the low egg diet was something less than 12?
Less than 2 eggs a week.
Oh, wow. That was really low. Yeah, good. Very good. Okay, so the group that was eating the high egg diet, what markers did you look at? And in both groups, what markers did you look at and what did you find?
So we looked at cholesterol levels, total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol. So the LDL is, the low density lipoprotein, the one that we refer to loosely as the bad cholesterol. The HDL is the good cholesterol, and we know that the more HDL you have, the lower your HDL, the higher your risk of cardiovascular disease. Conversely, the more you have, the better off you are. We looked at triglycerides, which are another important blood fat, where the higher the levels, the worse off you are. We looked at glucose levels, and we looked at fasting glucose, fasting insulin. We looked at something called the HbA1c, the glycosylated hemoglobin, which gives us an idea of the average sugar levels over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pulling up paper in front of me so I can not miss anything. C-reactive protein, which is a...
inflammatory marker. Good, I was going to ask about that.
Inflammatory marker, yep. Apolipoprotein B, which is another... which is a factor that is associated with cardiovascular disease.
Right, atherosclerotic index, one of the predictors of atherosclerotic index, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then we looked at blood pressure, we looked at the waist circumference, the of course their weight, their percent body fat, and I think that covers most of what we looked at.
Okay, and I'm happy that you looked at the inflammatory marker there, C-reactive protein, because one of the things that people say about eggs is that they're pro-inflammatory, which we know that a pro-inflammatory environment changes the quality of what the body does with cholesterol sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. So what did you find between the two comparative groups?
So really we found, as far as all those parameters go, no differences at the end of a three-month period. Let me just have a look in front of me here. So there was no difference. If anything, there was a little bit of a signal that the HDL cholesterol might have increased a little more in the high egg group than in the low egg group. But really, importantly, there was no difference in any of those markers at the end of that period.
Now, does the medical orthodoxy view HDL as a good thing? Because I view higher HDL levels as a good thing.
Oh, yes.
So if there even
now,
was a...
A medication that was used that increased HDL levels and resulted in other outcomes, but the details, adverse outcomes. So that was with a pharmaceutical agent that increased it. But otherwise, you know, there are people who genetically have a condition where their HDL is higher and they are protected from cardiovascular disease. So yes, it is definitely a good thing.
Sorry, my phone is ringing. I don't understand why this phone is ringing. Hold on a second. I want to take a break because when I come back, I want to talk about the level of satiety in the people that were eating the eggs versus the group that was not eating eggs. So let's do this. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be right back with Dr. Markovic. Stay tuned.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Tanya Markovic. We're talking about a high egg diet versus a low egg diet in individuals who are pre-diabetic and diabetic, type 2 diabetes, and the effects. So another thing that was discovered in this study, I think, was that the level of satiety in the individuals eating the higher egg diet was greater, and that has a direct effect on glucose management, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, what we did is we subjects completed what you call using a visual analog scale, completed a standard questionnaire half an hour before and half an hour after breakfast before starting the diet, and then at the three month time point at the end of the diet, and we found some differences. We found that there were some differences between the groups at the 3 month time point. Specifically, the two questions that were different, that the answers were different to, were how hungry are you, and where the people eating the higher diet were less hungry after breakfast, not before, and how much food do you think you can eat? They could eat less food following breakfast than significantly less food, or reported they could eat significantly less food than the low egg group. So the implication, of course, is that if you have less hunger, you will eat less, and we know that eating less improves glycemic control or glucose levels in people with diabetes.
So now neither of the groups lost weight, they just maintained their weight, correct?
Correct. Look, overall, I mean, any intervention, you're going to see something happen, and there was a small weight loss of, around in the order of a kilo at the end of the 3 month period, but that was really, you know, a marginal effect on weight all up.
But was that in the high egg group?
Both groups.
Both groups. Good. Okay. So it's fair to say that if someone was looking to lose weight, that a high egg diet could help them leverage that that level of satiety into eating less throughout the day, right?
It could, yeah.
Because obviously people who are insulin resistant tend to have higher accumulations of body fat as well compared to lean body mass. They could be, they may not look fat, for instance. We know that now there is a type of sarcopenia going on within people who are, for lack of a better term, skinny fat. And they lose lean body mass and they acquire body fat, but they stay the same as far as weight and shape goes. So
I don't think it's quite like that. It's people who are insulin resistant, more at risk of type 2 diabetes, tend to accumulate their fat in different places. So they are more, I don't think they have less muscle, but they have more fat in their abdominal region, for example.
Okay.
Whereas more insulin sensitive are more likely to accumulate their fat in their hips.
Okay.
I think that's the difference.
Now, you think that clinicians will look at this research and go, okay, I'm going to start recommending that my patients who are pre-diabetic and type 2 diabetic begin to include more eggs in their diet, or you think they're going to sit and wait for more research to come out?
Look, I think that people are going to, we've been assisted a bit. I think that it's hard to say how clinicians are going to interpret this. I certainly, based on this, I feel confident to advise my patients with diabetes that they can include eggs if they like eggs, as it's another protein source and it's healthy. It's got a lot of very good nutrients in it, and that they're not going to increase their risk of cardiovascular disease or worsen their diabetes. So I feel confident. I can't say. I hope that other clinicians will feel confident. The research was done well ethically, and I hope that that other clinicians will be reassured. But there's also been a lot of publicity. You've probably heard about it from the I'm just checking the exact name, but one of the important American committees has just suggested, just advised that cholesterol is not something that we need to, dietary cholesterol is not something that we need to particularly limit our consumption of. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's actually two movements afoot right now. And quite frankly, I feel that the scientific community has produced a preponderance of research to support this over the past decade. But for some reason, the medical orthodoxy has been slow to catch on until now. Just recently, within the past month, we see press releases suggesting that both fat and saturated fat and also cholesterol consumption should be viewed differently, let's say, that they're not the demons that we thought they were, and that perhaps we were wrong to approach them in such highly restrictive manner. But even in light of that news, which is, in my humble opinion, it's refreshing, because I've been on the air for 10 years and we've been talking about these particular subjects for 10 years. And I always wonder why isn't the mainstream catching on with this? Why are they still promoting statin drugs? Why are they still promoting a low-fat diet in the face of high carbohydrate consumption and sugar consumption? Why are they telling people saturated fats are bad? And now they finally are starting to come around. But even with that, I just had a discussion on Facebook over the weekend with two well-respected doctors who continue to parrot the low cholesterol agenda. And I'm going, what's going on here?
Hang on. Is that we just need to be clear here, because there is a difference between dietary cholesterol and, of course, the cholesterol levels in the blood. And there is very good data that treating with statins, it has an amazing effect on reducing cardiovascular disease. And one of the things statin does is it lowers the LDL cholesterol. And we know that LDL cholesterol is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm certainly not promoting a high saturated fat diet. There are differences in the recommendations now about fat, where we're getting more and more data to support polyunsaturated monounsaturated fat, the sort of Mediterranean type
mm-hmm,
fats,
mm-hmm.
are healthy. But for example, the Mediterranean pattern of eating, which is something that is recommended, is a diet that is low in saturated fat. So I don't think that we've got the jury's out. We're not certainly not promoting at this point to increase your saturated fat intake, and I think most people would still recommend reducing your saturated fat intake. But the important message is that it's not as simple that dietary cholesterol equals blood cholesterol.
Gotcha.
So the way to reduce your blood cholesterol is to, and this is what we in fact did in our diet, in our study, is to promote polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fat intake and to reduce saturated fat intake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously,
that's what these dietary guidelines is called. I've just looked it up. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. This is this big American group, very important people in nutrition research who've brought out these new guidelines. I might just add that the limitation of cholesterol in the diet, particularly in people with diabetes, is something that's come out of the that is still recommended by US bodies, but not by bodies in the UK, Canada, or Australia.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we come back. Actually, I'm glad you said that. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the
triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tanya Markovic. We're talking about a high egg diet versus a low egg diet for individuals who are type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. And the takeaway is that it really didn't do anything harmful to their blood lipid levels. They did increase their polyunsaturated fat, monounsaturated fat intake, which I want to talk about that in a moment. But when we were going into the break, you said something, Dr. Markovic. I wonder if you could repeat it about the difference in the way the United States handles something versus the UK and EU.
Yes, so I'm just pulling it up in front of me. So we've been kind of in the middle. We haven't been quite as generous as for example, the UK, where in the United Kingdom they really don't recommend any limitation on eggs. They talk about when they refer to protein, they suggest that you should have 2 to 3 portions a day, and they say, I'm just reading it out from their guidelines,
sure.
Choose the lower fat alternatives whenever possible, eat more beans and pulses, and then their portions, what their food groups and what's in a portion. So they talk about 2 to 3 ounces of meat, poultry or oily fish, 4 to 5 ounces of white fish, 2 eggs. And then they go on to 2 tablespoons of nuts, 2 tablespoons of beans, lentils, or dal. So you can have, if you, 2 to 3 portions. So that's suggesting 4 to 6 eggs a day.
A day, yeah.
In the UK. I mean, they're not suggesting you eat that much, but, you know, they're basically...
Yeah, but there are occasions where you may, in other words. There are occasions that you may, yeah.
I'm not, yeah, it's a lot. Whereas in the U.S., from the American Diabetes Association, this is 2013, what they published. I'll just read it out. They talk about aiming for less than 300 milligrams of dietary cholesterol per day. And then they go on to say they suggest a Mediterranean style of eating pattern that includes fewer than 4 eggs per day. Now let me just remember...
It's almost 300 milligrams of cholesterol. It's 75% of cholesterol, of all your day's cholesterol in one egg.
Yeah,
it's about I think it's 215 or 225 milligrams of cholesterol in a single egg.
Whatever, something like that, around 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're suggesting less than that per day. So 1 egg a day, I suppose.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how different the recommendations are, and the important point is that there's really no scientific data that backs the limitation of cholesterol in the diet.
That it really plays a role in influencing blood cholesterol, in other words, right?
That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about diabetics for a moment. Cholesterol is something different happens to cholesterol in the diabetic body than it does in the non-diabetic body. Some say that it's a result of glycation, the excess in blood sugar, glycates the cholesterol and makes it harmful to the body. Am I on the right page with that?
Look, I'm not sure about that. I might add that I'm not a lipid expert.
Okay.
But certainly what I do know about diabetes and lipid profiles is that typically they have low levels of HDL, the good cholesterol, and high levels of triglycerides. So that's the typical pattern you see. They don't necessarily have very high LDL, bad cholesterol. The other factor we know is that treating diabetics with medications like statins has a very favorable effect on reducing cardiovascular disease. So I'm not sure. I mean, there are other things that go on. There's, as you mentioned, the inflammatory process that all are quite important now with cardiovascular risk. But I'm not sure about. I don't think that the LDL gets glycated. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. And I could be wrong. Sometimes I read studies and I blend things together. So
you seem to have a very good understanding of a lot of medicine.
Well, so in summary, what would you hope that the public as well as clinicians take away from your most recent research?
Well, that people who enjoy eggs can eat eggs without worrying about cardiovascular disease, increasing their risk of cardiovascular disease or diabetes, or making their diabetes worse, number one. Number two, that it's not a food that should be limited or excluded from the diet because it has a lot of very healthy nutrients in it. It's actually quite low in saturated fat, and there are certain groups who, I mean, this wasn't in my paper specifically. Look, this wasn't something we looked at specifically in my paper, but it's a cheap food. It's easy to eat. It's there are certain groups that would particularly benefit from eggs. Older people who often whose diets are often lacking in nutrients. Pregnant women who need good nutrients, to sustain themselves and their offspring, so that people can feel, that they're not harming themselves by eating eggs, and they could actually be doing themselves some good, and just to enjoy them like most other proteins.
In moderation, that's all.
Exactly.
And yes. Quite frankly, egg protein is. From a digestibility and bioavailability standpoint and completeness of amino acids, it is the gold standard of protein. It's the protein that all other proteins are compared to. So the idea of excluding eggs, if protein is important to you, which it should be, I think is unwise. And I'm happy that you did this research. And I just hope that more clinicians take it seriously now, especially here in the United States. I'm sorry to say this, but there seems to be a lot more sensibility applied to these types of things outside the United States. And I don't know why that is. I could play conspiracy theorist. I could play lots of different ideas. But
I think
it is. It's just different. I mean, in the UK and Australia and other places, it just seems like they're a lot more sensible about this sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, I can't comment because I don't know, all the forces at play. But there are plenty of very distinguished researchers in nutrition research in the United States as well. So I'm not sure exactly. But the other thing about eggs, apart from the protein, is they do contain a lot of vitamins and micronutrients.
Yeah.
So other good reasons to include them.
I want to thank
you. Like them.
Yes, absolutely. I want to thank you for being on the show. I know it's very, very early there, and we had to get you on the air very early, and I appreciate you making time.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
No need for intros, that's an insult.
That's where I want.
Not for me. Big Show Stadium G's.
Welcome back. I didn't want to seem adversarial, but the whole notion that statin drugs are beneficial for individuals with type 2 diabetes is quite debatable. There is an emerging body of evidence that they lead to type 2 diabetes, that they promote type 2 diabetes. And there is an equal emerging body of evidence that they're not protective against heart attack. So, you know, it's debatable whether or not taking statin drugs is beneficial. In fact, there's an interesting phenomenon out there, and more people are starting to talk about it. Just recently, a relative of ours let me know that his brother-in-law, through marriage, suffered a massive heart attack, And when he was taken to the ER and triaged, that's who they drew blood, and the aftermath of his heart attack, they discovered that his total cholesterol was 125. What's wrong with that picture? Wouldn't you expect a person who has a massive heart attack to have higher cholesterol? I know what you're going to say. Well, there's lots of reasons to have massive heart attacks. It may not have been from arterial plaque. It was. Where was the cholesterol there that leads to the plaque buildup? There's something more going on with plaque buildup than just simply cholesterol, because plaque and heart attacks occur in people who have relatively low cholesterol to really, really low cholesterol. And I'm hearing more and more of this. I mean, there are more and more people posting and talking about this phenomenon. In fact, there was an Italian study done about 7 or 8 years ago that the whole study was based on this, that individuals taken to the ER with a heart attack and what their cholesterol levels were. And they were not 300. They weren't 220. They were all low. These people have very, very low levels of cholesterol, and they're still having heart attacks. And if you listen to Statin Nation, which I run on the air once in a while, you'll hear, you know, very intelligent, very respected scientists talking about this phenomenon and even saying that statin drugs don't protect. They don't protect against the first heart attack, and they surely don't protect against the second heart attack once you get on them after you've had a heart attack. So it's debatable about the statin drug, but that wasn't the discussion with Dr. Markovic. The discussion was, and should be carried forward, that eating eggs and including eggs in your diet, which is, you know, loaded with cholesterol, and your doctor will tell you, no, that's bad. Don't forget, the statin commercials say that because of the fettuccine Alfredo or your uncle Alfredo, they try to imply that because of your diet or your genetics, you have high cholesterol and you got to take a pill. And we know that in the late 1800s to early 1900s, we did not have the rate of heart attack that we have today. And people were eating bacon and eggs every morning cooked in lard. They were eating high fat, high saturated fat, high cholesterol diets. So something else is going on. And at least this study points out that if you're diabetic, and obviously if you're healthy, this is a no-brainer, that eggs are good for you to eat. Don't be afraid of the cholesterol. Don't be afraid of the eggs. And you're still going to see a lot of doctors out there who will tell you that they don't agree with this and that you shouldn't eat eggs. So this is why you have to use critical thinking and make your own decisions about stuff like this. I eat a minimum of 6 eggs a day, and I have for years. So I want to thank, of course, Jason Dehr. You can go to Jason Dehr, jasondehir.com, to buy tickets to the Mega Party this weekend at the Arnold in Columbus, Ohio. Use the coupon code ANTHEM, A-N-T-H-E-M, to save 15%. Also want to thank Dr. Craig Banks for coming on, and he has a 25% coupon, Arnold SHR, and you go to Kinetic Cream, KinetiCream.com, to take advantage of that. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Markovic. She is in either Australia or New Zealand, and it's probably only 5 o'clock in the morning now there. So thank you to her for coming on. We've got great shows planned for you tomorrow. Dan Mather is going to be on. We're not doing the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob Regish is having some problems with his rhabdo again, believe it or not. So those of you who know him, reach out to him and offer him some support. He will not be on tomorrow. Dan Mather is going to be on for Mather's Motivation Hour. And we're going to be talking about things that will help motivate you to be better and produce the better version of you. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about diets that move towards cancer-specific treating. Diets that are cancer-specific. When people have cancer, the way they should eat, we are moving towards those diets now. And it's an important discussion that we'll have during the second hour tomorrow. So hope you tune in. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you then.